Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. Today's topic is buyer of a dental office can't understand why a landlord moves so slow and is not excited for a new tenant. We'll give an explanation of that shortly. So as you know, we now have 10 employees. We should be in 22 states. And we're available to you from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day, East Coast time, working 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. Our number is 201-663-0935. Our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Please give us a call anytime. All the information you're about to hear is for the entertainment purposes only, not legal advice. Now, if you're thinking about selling to a DSO, call us, because we work with them all around the country. Often they will pay our commission, so there'll be no commission to you. We know who the best DSOs are, the trouble some of them are going through now. We have many, many contacts and sell a lot of practices, so we know what's going on. They'll pay our commission often. And when you work with us, based on certain criteria, we'll get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. Be done right at the closing table. So call me. We'll talk about that. All right? Anyway, so today's topic about landlords and why they move so slow and everything. Buyers can't understand it. Buyer calls me the other day and says, I don't get it. I'm a new tenant. I'm going to be there for a long time. Why isn't the landlord proactively helping me? Why aren't they ecstatic they're getting another tenant that's going to be there a long time? Because dentist stays a long time. So she couldn't, or he couldn't, understand why they're giving them such a hard time. This is the nature of landlords. It was worse before COVID. Now that the commercial property, is not doing as well, it's in the tank. It's just not doing as well. But before, there were nightmares making it hard for everybody. Now in New York City, they tell new buyers coming in, we'll adjust the rent. If it was high before, we'll adjust the rent to market value. Basically, they're negotiating, and they'll give you a usual and customary fees for what's in the neighborhood. So now, the other question is, why is the landlord more motivated when a new tenant is coming? They keep asking that question because you'll be there. Because landlords don't really want change. They want the same clients been in there for 25, 30 years, paying the rent every month, not missing, and never complaining about anything. They don't want to change. So subconsciously, they move slower. Now, if it's the landlord that had a lot of open space, that's a different story. Now they're finally getting somebody else in there. But it's still a new business, and they don't know how you'll do. And everything's a disruption. It's not like it used to be in the past. So this is something you've got to get used to and accustomed to and work with them. But that's pretty much what goes on. They just don't want change. They want consistency. They want the same buyer, the same doctor there to stay there forever, for an eternity. And that's what you're up against. All right? Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, and you'll get all our new updates that come out constantly. Coming back from, I don't know, where were we today? We had a nice hike out there out in Central Jersey. Thank you, bye.